Thank you, Professor Koike, and thank you for the opportunity to speak today. My name is Takashi Onishi, the President of Science Council of Japan, and also the President of one of the national universities in Japan. This evening, the title of my presentation is just What Should We Learn from the Past Experience? I put this subtitle to the main title. And I like to cover those subjects. First of all, I like to talk about a little bit the interrelationship between the three major conferences we had and will have this year related to the disaster risk reduction. And our main focus is on the what we learned from the past experiences. I just raised a couple of experiences from which we should learn something for preparation for the next huge disaster. And then I'd like to come to the conclusion. This year it is a turning point of the relationship between the Earth and the humankind. We had and we will have the important events this year in this regard. Namely, the third UN World Conference on Disaster Risk Reduction, held in Sendai, Japan in March, about which the Professor Virginia Murray explained in detail in the previous session. Secondly, SDGs adoption in the UN General Assembly in September this year also. And finally, COP21 in Paris from the end of this month. And first of all, Sendai Framework stressed the importance of the role of science and technology in observing the natural phenomena, including the climate change and in reducing damage caused by natural disasters. At the same time, in Sendai Framework, we talked about the possibility that the global warming may increase vulnerability to natural disasters in some areas, especially in coastal zones. SDGs described that disaster risk reduction is required to make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable with the statement shown on the slides. It is saying that Goal 11, Target 5, by 2030 significantly reduce the number of deaths and the number of people affected and substantially decrease the direct economic losses. And also, as a goal 11B, saying that by 2020, request cities and human settlements to take action in line with the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction 2015 to 2030, holistic disaster risk management at all levels. In COP21 in Paris, it will be pointed out that the climate change may cause more serious natural disasters. Therefore, stronger policy agreement in Paris is expected to provide measures to reduce possibilities of disasters caused by natural hazards. In this way, three important meetings held this year are coherently related to each other. From disaster risk reduction point of view, tackling with climate change and the sustainable development issues will create circumstances where disaster risk are reduced. Before Sendai Conference, Science Council of Japan had a Tokyo Conference on International Study for Disaster Risk Reduction in January this year, with other organizations to adopt the Tokyo Statement entitled Towards the New Science and Technology to Consolidate Disaster Risk Reduction and Sustainable Development. It was discussed in the conference that the science and technology can be applied in every process of disaster risk reduction. First of all, risk assessment should be done for finding out how vulnerable each locality is, and for monitoring whether change of the Earth environment is a precaution of the increase of disaster risks. Then monitoring results must be synthesized to show clearer scientific view on the possibility of natural hazards of damages. Then scientists should advise not only government but also people who might be suffered from disasters to make them prepared before disasters occur. Tokyo Conference finally identified international, national, and scientific organizations which are to work for disaster risk reduction and showed the roles of play from now based upon 4+2. Four function means assessment, synthesis, scientific advice, and monitoring and review. Two cross-cutting capabilities, communications and arrangement, and capacity development. To this end, we have to show that applying science and technology to disaster risk reduction is an effective way. Our latest experience shows that science and technology made significant contribution to disaster risk reduction, but at the same time, its development has produced new risks, such as nuclear power plant accident, or severe damage of people and property in communities along the coastal zone. Let me introduce a couple of examples in which science and technology is applied to disaster risk reduction, accompanying its shadows as well. One of the most famous examples of the application of advanced science and technology system to disaster risk reduction is to slow down and finally stop Shinkansen high-speed trains before large-scale earthquake reaches. 27 Shinkansens were in service between Tokyo and the Shin Aomori station when large-scale earthquake occurred on March 11, 2011. Two Shinkansen trains were running at the maximum speed 270 km per hour near Sendai then. Emergency brake was operated, and when maximum secondary wave reached 70 seconds after the first detection of the primary wave, the train was already slowed down below 100 km per hour and stopped safely. However, science and technology are not always omnipotent. The limit of science and technology and man-made measures against natural hazards was shown too. I'd like to introduce two examples from now to show that construction of safe communities is not easy from our experiences in northern Japan, attacked by large-scale tsunami in 2011. Actually, this area had a huge tsunami many times in the past. Various measures have been taken for the preparation for the next one. The first example, in the case of Tonihongo small village in Kamaishi City, Iwate Prefecture, this is one of the famous communities which accomplished the relocation of the entire community after the tsunami in 1933 to newly developed area on the hilly ground just next to the area where the community was located before. However, tsunami hit this area and destroyed all houses of 50 at the low ground, although it didn't reach the community at the high ground. After the relocation, houses were built at a lower ground and they were demolished this time. There is a fact worthy to note that the houses at the low ground were built after the seawall of 10 meter high had been constructed. The seawall couldn't protect the hinterland from tsunami. The second example is the case of Taro, Miyako City, again Iwate Prefecture. Taro was even internationally famous because they constructed a unique, huge, and long seawall to protect the community. Taro was hit by tsunami fatally in 1896 and in 1933. After that, Taro people discussed the possibility of the relocation of the entire community to higher ground. However, they couldn't find suitable high ground. Taro, with the double surrounded seawalls, was hit by this tsunami and destroyed utterly. These examples told us that only man-made facilities, such as seawalls and breakwaters, cannot protect communities from natural hazards. The attitude of the community is a key issue to escape from the tsunami. And also, it is important to provide local people with evacuation routes and facilities to the safe place. We have to understand that this combination of disaster reduction measures must be applied as a whole. We can observe that combination of the disaster risk disaster reduction strategies is applied and the reconstruction of tsunami striking area. At the same time, the experience in the East Japan gave lessons to the other part of the country. The next large-scale earthquake and the tsunami is predicted in the West Japan. Kochi Prefecture must make a full preparation against even larger tsunami, which may occur any time near future. However, there are many places which don't have higher ground areas behind the existing communities. Then local government constructed the tsunami evacuation towers, which are three-story tower with enough height. The community people can evacuate to the top of the tower before tsunami reaches. When a large-scale earthquake occurs, each tower has enough space for local people to stay for several hours with the food, water, and heliport while tsunami is continuing. Finally, I like to talk about the present situation in Fukushima, the damage of life and building or other facilities are small in Fukushima, unlike other two prefectures affected by tsunami. But it had a very serious nuclear power plant accidents caused by earthquake and tsunami. As a result, 80,000 people are still away from their hometowns for the evacuation because of high radiation level. The regulation of evacuation zone has been lifted in some local municipalities, but still is kept in most of the areas. Therefore, it is worried that it takes a long time for all affected areas to be covered. Recently, I chaired a committee to draw the future of Fukushima. We applied a backcasting method to it. First, drawing the area after 30 or 40 years from now, when the extraordinary high radiation level of the accident disappears. This means it takes such a long time to recover all the things in Fukushima. Through this accident, we recognize that the technology we create brings about huge risks to us. Therefore, we have to apply those technology carefully and sometimes have to determine not to use it because we can't control it. The government of Japan expressed the graduation from the nuclear power plants in the future, although it decided the reoperation of some of the relatively safer plants in Japan. Therefore, Science Council of Japan considers it is most important as energy policies to accelerate the supply of renewable energy with enough amount and in a stable manner. Finally, I'd like to come to my conclusion. Science and technology can play very important roles to reduce disaster risks. It is also important to reduce disaster risks caused by global environmental changes. However, we have to know the disaster risks may be increased by the development of science and technologies sometimes. Therefore, some of the science and technology should be refrained from the application. This is also the important point. Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you.